The death toll from the tsunami that hit western Indonesia earlier this week has climbed to over 100, with scores of other people still missing, as another 25 people were killed by an eruption of the island nation's most volatile volcano. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Off the coast of Sumatra, rescuers battled rough seas to reach the remote Mentawai Islands, where a 10-foot tsunami triggered by an earthquake Monday night swept away hundreds of homes. Hundreds of people are still missing. The fault that ruptured also caused the 2004 quake and monster Indian Ocean tsunami that killed 230,000 people in a dozen countries. Meanwhile, on Indonesia's Java Island, one of the country's most active volcanoes erupted on Tuesday, killing at least 25 people. The blast eased pressure that had been building up behind a lava dome perched on the volcano's crater, but experts said the worst may not be over. The lava dome could unleash deadly gases and debris if it collapses. Though thousands streamed into makeshift emergency shelters after the powerful eruption, many have already started returning home, saying they need to tend to their crops and protect their houses. Yeni Suryani, country manager for Catholic Relief Services Indonesia, says that the area surrounding the volcano is predominantly farmland.
That area is in the Yogyakarta province and surrounded by residential area, but also a farming area. So most of the people there are farmers, farming on vegetable plantation and, you know, all types of life around there. And also there are some tourist destination areas just at the foot of the mountain.
Mount Merapi, which translates as Fire Mountain, has erupted many times over the past 200 years. In 1994, 60 people were killed, while in 1930, more than a dozen villages were incinerated, leaving up to 1,300 dead. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.